Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to another excursion into broadcast averageness. Rush did broadcast excellence. We're trying to get at least halfway there. So I figure average has got to be halfway to excellent. We'll eventually cross that threshold and move into pretty goodness. Something else. But right now we're going to shoot for average. Well, I'm glad to have you here, and I'm excited to be here today. And I want to start out, and I want to talk about Arizona. Now, I've talked extensively about this trash that's happening in Arizona with regards to the elections. So you have Katie Hobbs, who was the Secretary of State and presided over her own election so that she could steal the election for her and her friends because she's a crooked monster. And just did all sorts of things, including right up to abusing her power and threatening different county officials in the state by suggesting that they, may be charged criminally if they don't certify the election. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just these guys were standing up for what they thought. They said that, hey, we don't want to certify this. We think it's crooked. And she threatens them. She abused her power. Well, turns out she didn't just abuse her power. It turns out her attorneys also apparently should. I mean, it appears that there may be a major ethical violation. Now, given that, every conservative that files an election lawsuit in the last 98 years gets sanctioned or they file sanctions against them. The fact that the attorneys on the Abe Hamada lawsuit, the attorneys on the other side, not Abe's attorneys, the other ones, absolutely did not disclose information that they had. Now, this is the headline, right? So this is justthenews.com. And I like Just the News. They got some good people on there. But Just the News is reporting that despite the fact that Hobbs knew during the recount that there were issues that were really, really significant and really important with regard to the Hamada case, she didn't disclose them. They weren't disclosed during his case. That, my friends, is what's called a do-over, right? These attorneys, I believe, for Hamada are looking at or have filed a request that for new trial, and they should. You cannot withhold that evidence. You have what's called, as an attorney, you have what's called a duty of candor. Okay, and what that means is that if you know you've got relevant information, stuff that's really relevant to the case, and you withhold it from the court, you are in violation of your ethical duty to candor, duty of candor. This is a very big deal. This is an ethical violation, which I would argue is sanctionable conduct. So I think Hamada's attorney should be seeking sanctions. I think that this is a unbelievably unethical thing. It demonstrates the lawlessness of this election. There is literally no question that the Arizona election, the Arizona state elections, the entirety, it just all needs to be thrown out and redone. I think every single candidate in that state needs a new election. It's inexcusable, because how do we know where the cheating stopped? We don't know where the cheating stopped. We don't know what's accurate and what's not. At this point, what we know is that the entirety of the state had one of the most corrupt elections in history. Now, my question would be, if it's happening there, why isn't it happening elsewhere? You can ask yourself that. But the big thing here is we have a stolen election. Certainly Hamada's case. Carrie Lake's case, I think, the same. And I would argue Fincham also probably won his case or his election. Each of those cases, we're talking about massive, massive numbers of votes that were suppressed, rejected, thrown out, stolen, whatever. Pick your thing. The evidence is incontrovertible and the law is clear. This is not a situation where these garbage judges hearing these cases can justify under the law ignoring these cases and throwing them out. And I'm sorry, but this is clear as day. I read the law for a living, and I don't care who wants to attack me for what. The bottom line is this. The law is clear as day. In 2020, the Arizona legislature passed legislation that very clearly said that people have standing to file these suits. And, you know, if there's issues, the court's got to deal with it. These courts, in reliance on a standard that was overruled by statute, have uniformly thrown these cases out this year, and it is corrupt. It is absolutely corrupt. There is no excuse for this. Carrie Lake presented evidence that was so strong and so incontrovertible that, honestly, I don't know how this judge is even allowed to remain on the bench. I mean, listen, I like Carrie Lake, obviously. I'm a fan of her, you know, her stance, her fight, the fact that she's, you know, willing to speak out. And most importantly, I love the fact that she brought to my attention that BDE is a thing, because without that, I would never have thought of ED Leader McConnell, which to me is actually one of my very favorite things that I've ever came up with. Granted, I don't come up with many things, so maybe it's just a short list. But for whatever reason, I'm very excited about, you know, the whole ED Leader McConnell and his flaccid response to everything. I think that's just wonderful. But Carrie Lake, if I'm looking at this as a guy who knows a bit about the law, that case is strong as can be, right? I mean, it just is. And the fact that they would just throw that out and say, oh, nothing to see here, absolute tripe. It's absolute garbage. There is zero explanation for this at all. I mean, and when I say zero explanation, it's not that I didn't read the ruling. Just the ruling was wrong. It wasn't even close to right. So, you know, at the end of the day, the question I have that I think is really pertinent for the people of Arizona is, if your votes don't count and the law doesn't matter unless it's being applied the way that the crooks, apparently on the Democrat side, want it to be counted, what recourse do you have other than the courts? And if the courts aren't going to do their job, what do you got? I mean, let's be real clear here. The courts in Arizona, in this instance, there has not been a clearer case of election fraud in this country that I've ever seen. I mean, the way that this was brought was all correct. The law was favorable. There, you just can't do any more than this. There is no more. If this is allowed to stand, then you people of Arizona should know that your votes don't count. You're going to have the globalists selecting whoever they want to be elected, and there is nothing you have to say or do about it, and you might as well accept that. And we, the people of the United States, should know and accept that any senators or U.S. representatives coming from the state of Arizona are not being elected by the people of Arizona. They're being selected by a corrupt election process. This is what's happening, and this is, without overstating it, the importance of what's occurring there. What I don't understand is why this isn't being talked about more on our side. Now, I think part of the reason is because people are so shocked because they're actually hearing the truth about the vaccines and the murder that's coming from that the death of their loved ones is, for many people, the priority over even elections. But I'm going to tell you guys, we have to keep talking about COVID and the deaths from the vaccines. But at the same time, this is too big of an issue to ignore. I would suggest to you that based on the fraud that I see in the Arizona election, and I, you know, I've said this in the past, and some of you may fuss with me about it, but I'm not going to lie to anybody. I didn't look too much at the 2020 election suits. Just didn't have the time. I was fighting COVID at the time, and I'm glad I did because, you know, but for that, I don't know where we'd all be on this. But we're moving ahead on the COVID side. I didn't have time to do COVID and the elections. I barely had time to do the COVID. So, you know, I don't know what was there. But what I do know is, given what I'm seeing in Arizona 2022, which I have looked at extensively, It really makes me wonder how much fraud there was nationally in 2022 and also in the presidential election of 2020. I think that this really makes me say, you know what? I think Trump might have been right, or at least should have been taken seriously. But our courts, much like the Arizona courts, see, this is the problem, right? So 2020 mimics 2022. You see, in 2022 Arizona, the courts are trying to throw this out. They're trying to avoid any real review of the evidence. They're trying to avoid any real discovery. They're trying to avoid all these different things and just trying to throw this out. Well, look what happened in 2020. It's the same thing. Why would I think that they cheated the exact same way in 2022, but wouldn't have done it in 2020? It's making me question 2020 more, right? This is a crucial, crucial thing. If they stole 2022, which I am absolutely convinced that Arizona 2022 is one of the most corrupt stolen elections in the history of our nation, why wouldn't I think that we should give credibility to all that Mr. Lindell and Mr. President Trump and all these? Yeah, Mike Lindell's a good guy. I've talked with him extensively. He's a brilliant guy. I've seen his stuff, and it looks very credible. But when I look at it after considering what's occurred in Arizona, it's not only credible, it absolutely warrants every bit of discovery and investigation that he suggested it does. We have buried our heads to the corruption that's occurring in this country too long. Everybody told me when I started fighting COVID, in March of 2020, when they said 14 days to flatten the curve, and I went out to my big V8 gas-guzzling, carbon-emitting truck, rolled down the windows, went for a drive, and said some profanities about my governor, everybody said I was a conspiracy theorist and I was nuts and I was going to be dead in a week. Well, it turned out I was right about everything. Everything about COVID was a lie. Well, guess what? Everything about the 2022 election in Arizona was a lie. So why wouldn't the 2020 election be a lie? Just because I didn't have the time to look at it doesn't mean that Trump and Lindell and those guys weren't right. I want to propose to you that are listening to me that, you know, if people are rotten enough and crooked enough to be willing to put out, create a disease that's killed 7 million people globally and then create a non-vaccine gene therapy death jab that's killed uncounted people globally, is it really beyond them to be involved with other things like stealing an election, crashing an economy, central bank digital currency, all these different things, especially in light of the fact that Klaus Schwab, when he, in his books, when he talks about the Great Reset, specifically talks about all this stuff. The guy is a crook. His compatriots are all crooks. Everyone that was at Davos is either a crook or suspect. Right? Now, I'm sure there were a couple good people that went there to try and get a message out or to see what was going on. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you were at Davos, I don't trust you. When we started this fight, I got to be honest with you. I was a skeptic about all of this. I didn't think, the only thing that I knew was I knew the epidemiology did not support that COVID was dangerous in the way that they were saying it was. Yes, it's a disease, and yes, it has the potential to kill people, but if they hadn't denied early treatment, if they'd treated it properly, literally almost no one would have died. Almost no one. Even the at-risk people, if given early treatment, typically don't die from COVID. It's not that dangerous if it's treated. I studied the epidemiology, I studied the statistics, I studied the numbers. Yes, I am right on this, okay? I've been right since 2020. Then I didn't believe the vaccines. Could they really be that bad? Is it really that dangerous? Is it really that? Well, it turns out they were. I found it. I talked about it. I was told I was a conspiracy theorist. Again. I talked about the government reporting, said they're lying. Conspiracy theorist, again. Over and over and over again, I have been dead accurate about what's happening. And I'm here to tell you right now that I am 100% confident, 100% confident, not 98, 100, that if given the opportunity to fully investigate all the details, that we would find corruption in our election system on a level that is monumental. I am equally confident that our election system was corrupted on a level that has resulted in certain people who won elections losing them. It's not just a little corruption. It's overturned a lot of elections. I don't care where you're looking, who you're looking at, whether it's primaries, whether it's, you know, the corruption is unbelievable, and we cannot stand for this. We, the people, must take action. We have got to end this fraudulent election system. Well, getting rid of election fraud is like getting rid of germs, and there's no better way to get rid of germs than with Cofix, right? Cofix, I talk about this pretty much every day because I really like the product. Cofix is a cleaner, a nasal cleaner. Cleans your nose, which if that's where the germs are, it's good to clean them. So, you know, this is a good thing. And, I want to urge you to click on the banner ad or, you know, go to Cofix, but use the OutLoud code at checkout. If you use OutLoud at checkout, it does two things. First of all, it gives you a big discount. Second of all, it supports our network. You have to support Patriot Networks. You have to support Patriots. If you don't help support us, we can't fight this fight. I need to get enough money to hire 1,000 lawyers. I need to get my word out. I need your help doing that. That comes from you buying good products, donating, being active. Cofix is one of those products. Use OutLoud code to check out and help us fight. We'll be right back with more stuff.
While many things we hear are lies, we know one thing is true. Viruses exist and people get sick. Look, there's no guaranteed way to keep from getting sick, but there is a way to reduce your chances. Cofix RX, the original povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that you hear Dr. McCullough talking about, provides an additional, invisible layer of protection from colds, flu, coronaviruses, and more. Click the banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with Cofix RX.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
We are fighting the ultimate fight between good and evil. AmericaOutLoud.com replaces groupthink with innovative think. Well, it was Walt Whitman, the poet, who said, "Keep your face always toward the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you." America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Okay, welcome back. So let me tell you a little bit more about this garbage, absolute tripe happening in Arizona, right? Now, I've written about this a little bit, and I wrote about it in a good Substack article where I talked about Fincham. By the way, if you're not supporting my Substack, please do. It's free. You can pay. You don't have to, but I hope you'll subscribe because, you know, this is a, it's a really big deal. It's where I get a lot of my information out there. When I have time to really tear into something, I typically do it there. And I like to write a lot. So sometimes I will, you know, I will really focus on that writing over some other mechanisms for me to communicate. Although I do try, I will always try and bring it here as well, but do subscribe to that Substack. Anyways, so the courts are in Arizona are relying on what's called common law. And common law is law that basically when there is an issue brought before the court and the legislature or the constitution, you know, there's no written law that really addresses it. It's vague, it's ambiguous, it's whatever it is. The courts will do their best to interpret the law and what they think that the legislature and other branches want the law to be. And then they will, you know, facilitate a decision based on that, right? Common law is always lower on the totem pole than statutory law. If the legislature speaks to a specific issue, then that rules, right? So if you have common law, courts generally respect precedent, but it is always overturned if the legislature passes a law that says, you know, this is no longer the case, right? So the legislature in Arizona in 2020 revised Title 16 of the election law, right? Specifically, Section 16672 is relevant in a lot of this, right? And one of the things that they included was 16672 allows for, quote, any elector of the state may contest the election of any person declared elected to a state office or declared nominated to a state office in a primary election or declared or the declared result of an initiated or referred measure, et cetera, in the following on the following grounds, right? Number one, misconduct on the part of the election boards or members, dot, 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 or any official making or participating in a canvass or for state election. Number two, a person whose right to the office is contested. And Three, that the person whose right is contested or any person acting for them has given the elector, inspector, judge, clerk of election a bribe, reward, or has offered such a bribe or reward for purpose of procuring election or has committed any other offense against elective franchise. Number four, on account of illegal votes. Number five, reason of erroneous count of votes. And those are the five main things. There's more on some of these. I abridged it a little bit, right? And then it says where it can be brought. And it goes on to talk a little bit more about the process here, right? Now, the courts, again, this was passed in 2020, and this is controlling law. The courts in this garbage ruling continue to cite a case from the 1920s. It's Finley v. Sorensen. It's actually filed on April 26, 1929, as the controlling law here. And what they do is they point to one area within this case, and this was an election case, obviously. This case has in its ruling a section, it's called part two. It says elections, the validity of a school election of a school officers is not avoided by honest mistakes or omissions not affecting result, general statutes being advisory. Okay, and it goes on and says, in contest of election of school district officers, in absence of a specific statute, general statutes directing mode of proceedings of the election are deemed advisory, strict compliance with their provisions not being indispensable, an election will not be nullified by honest mistakes or omissions of elections officers or irregularities in directory, matters, even though gross, if not fraudulent, unless the result is affected or rendered uncertain. Okay, so what the courts have done is they said, okay, you have to prove fraud, which imputes knowledge and other such things, to get a case. And that's a very difficult standard, but it's a standard that I would argue is easily met by Kerry Lake or Mark Fincham or any of these guys. But they're saying that you have to prove fraud to do this. That's what the current courts are saying, even though this ruling doesn't say that. This ruling is very specific in the sense that that only applies when they're honest mistakes or omissions, and unless the result is affected or rendered uncertain. In this case, especially in Hamada's election, it's clearly rendered uncertain. There's no question about that. And by the way, we just talked about this. This is only in the absence of a specific statute. The Arizona statute, 16-672, specifically says you can contest these. Now, what they're going to say in the courts is, well, you did contest it, but you didn't meet the fraud standard. But the fraud standard doesn't apply. It's quite clear from this statute and the other revisions to the Arizona revised statutes that the legislature had no intention of requiring the fraud standard to be the applicable standard. It was quite clear that they passed this in response to the 2020 election issues. I mean, there were all sorts of election issues. They passed this, and they passed it because they want people to be able to challenge elections. They didn't want the courts to suddenly apply a standard that doesn't apply. And by the way, if we go to Finley v. Sorensen, and we look through the rest of the case, it's absolutely clear that this is only talking about honest mistakes that don't affect the outcome. Well, in each of the cases, the errors were egregious enough to more than affect the outcome. It's absurd to suggest that they wouldn't. It goes on in that same case to talk extensively about fair and honest election, fair election and honest return are matters of paramount importance to minor statutory requirements. Determination of voters' intent of primary importance in counting ballots for school officers in absence of a mandatory statute. They talk extensively in this, but the judges in these cases, who are, in my opinion, corrupt pieces of garbage, have cherry-picked half of a sentence out of this entire ruling that was overruled by statute and have then said that they're going to hang the entire case on that. This is a miscarriage of justice, in my opinion. If we look at the legislative history of the 2020 changes to the Arizona revised statutes, if we look at all that's happened, it is clear as day that this was a court looking for an outcome rather than trying to rule on the application of the law to a specific set of facts. This was in no way, shape, or form an outcome that was based on justice. It was entirely based on a desired outcome. And that is not the job of a judge. It's my opinion that these judges have violated their ethical duty. It's my opinion that these judges should be overturned. And it's my opinion that these judges should be investigated fully for this. This is an egregious violation or miscarriage of justice, in my opinion. It's arguably a violation of all sorts of ethical rules. And there needs to be an investigation. Further, their rulings need to be overturned because they're not just a little off, they're garbage. Again, let me read this to you. In a contest of election of school district officers in absence of specific statute, general statutes directing mode of proceedings by election officers are deemed advisory, strict compliance with their provisions not being indispensable. There are specific statutes suggesting how these votes were to be counted, how these things are to be accurate. In fact, so specific that the Arizona legislature specifically conferred standing to challenge these things when there was a question. They have conflated a ruling in half of a sentence that doesn't even represent the true holding of the case with the current law. There is zero question that this was an error. Zero question. I'm sorry, but when we look at this, will not be nullified by honest mistakes or omissions. Honest. Katie Hobbs was absolutely abusing her power to make this happen. There was evidence introduced of all sorts of wrongdoings with knowledge. There was evidence of all sorts of things. You don't have to prove fraud. That's not the standard. That standard was taken out of context. It literally is three words in a sentence in a ruling that also includes language like in elections of school district officers, fair and honest return are matters of paramount importance to minor statutory requirements. The minor statutory requirements under the Arizona Revised Statute are clear as day. They want honest counting. If you don't have honest counting, if you have issues with the counting, part four can be challenged on account of illegal votes. Well, those were alleged on a massive scale. On account or that by reason of erroneous votes. What can I say about this? I mean, it doesn't get any more clear what the Arizona legislature wanted, and these guys have disregarded it. They have disregarded it. And then further, these scumbag lawyers from the Democrat Party have the audacity to then come in and request sanctions on the lawyers that are fighting this. Those people should also be investigated, and I think anyone involved in this on the Democrat side should be. I mean, there should be an investigation. Absolutely, this is uncalled for. It is unbelievable, and there needs to be a massive investigation as to what's going on here. These people need to be held accountable. And the case needs to be overturned immediately. There should be a new election or something similar. But if we stand aside and allow this, we've essentially created a situation in Arizona where voting doesn't matter. So I want to talk for a minute about that. So I talked on yesterday's show about the importance of fighting back. And one of the things I talked about was Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And I talked about how we can apply certain aspects of that to our current day fights. Well, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most important things I discussed was the need to not empower our enemies. What do I mean, and how does that apply? Right now, we are trying very, very hard to get this information out to the people of Arizona, but I'm sure some of you are saying, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Well, are you sharing this information, or are you saying, what can I do? Because you look at these people and you think they're too powerful. I can't fight them. I can't stand up against them. There's nothing I can do. I'm just some guy. And look at my vote didn't even count. You're right. And it's going to continue not counting if you don't do something. Are there marches in Arizona? Are there people marching? There should be. Are there people gathering? What's happening? What's going on down there? I'm not hearing too much. Maybe there's more. Share it with me. If you guys have marches and stuff going on down there, if I see it, I'll share it online. I'll do what I can to put it out there. But I want to know what's going on in Arizona. What are you doing to support Mark Fincham, Carrie Lake, and Abe Hamada? The people who should have won their elections and who are not right now seated because their elections were stolen. What are we going to do? Are we going to stand aside and say, I can't do anything? The World Economic Forum and the corrupt people like Katie Hobbs, they're too powerful. She's the governor. Well, you're right, she is, because you haven't done anything about it, at least until Carrie wins her her suits, which I'm polling for. Now, I will tell you this. Carrie and Abe, I pray to God that they continue fighting this till the bitter end. They are right in this. The law is on their side. I don't care what corrupt judge says what. The law is on their side. And there is no way that this ruling came down the way that it did, and that this case went the way that it did, unless there's something stinky going on. I just don't see it. I think this is so crystal clear. This is like, this case is like, hey, I got pulled over doing 80 and a 55, but I wasn't speeding. Why weren't you speeding? I don't know. Okay, not guilty. I mean, it's just that bad. It's just that bad. This literally has just no anything, no sense, no anything. So we have to make sure that we do something about this. We have to be active. We have to be fighting back. I need you guys sharing information. I need you pushing information. I may write another Substack on this, kind of put it out or an op-ed here for the Out Loud Network. I haven't decided, but I need to do some more on this. I really need to put this out there and kind of lay out the arguments, because it's garbage. I need you guys supporting and sharing what I'm doing. I need help. I need 1,000 more lawyers. I'd send a team of lawyers down to help Carrie and Abe and these guys if I could. I don't have the support or the capacity to do that. So I launched TomRens.com because I needed to do two things. I needed to get the word out on what I'm doing, and I needed to raise money so that I could hire more lawyers so that we could fight more places. I fight as much as I can. I got 24 hours in a day and two hands. So I'm hoping that if we can raise money and get the word out more, we'll be able to get more lawyers, more fighters. So go to TomRens.com. Support my people. BH-PM.com. Tell them Ren sent you. They sell gold and precious metals. MyPillow, check out code Rens. If you go to Eric Naputi, my brother, the trillion-dollar man, getting sued for $500 billion for promoting vitamin D and zinc. He's got his stuff up there. Buy from him to support him and me. We got Nucleogenics for customized health. We got good people. Help me. Help me. Share my stuff. Get it out there. Be active. Fight back. We'll be right back.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years. Brush, floss, repeat. We're told to use fluoride, which doesn't really address the acid-creating bacteria. That is where the dentist-recommended Spry Dental Defense System shines. Spry products contain xylitol, a natural sugar, which helps get rid of those nasty, smelly, acid-creating bacteria in our mouth. The best way to care for your teeth and gums is by using Spry. The Spry Dental Defense System has a wide variety of products: toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and chewing gums that are designed to work together to keep your teeth clean and mouth healthy and smelling sweet all day long. To get your oral care back on track in an easy, effective, and very tasty way, switch to Spry today. Ask your dentist about xylitol and the Spry products. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural product retailers.
Okay, welcome back. Well, as horrendous as the Arizona election is, there are some other things happening. And by just some other things, I mean all other things. And we do need to talk about a couple of these. It's a great story on Just the News. Just the News is all over the place today. They're doing a great job. And Fed's scaremonger to increase bivalent booster uptake as internal credibility warnings surface, right? What is that all about? Well, what it's about is this. According to, you know, what we're seeing out of the government, and since they, you know, every time they open their mouth, they lie, only 15% of people are taking the bivalent booster, right? I mean, go figure. Everybody's dying suddenly, and suddenly people don't want to take the booster that would assist in facilitating that death. Well, praise God that the truth has gotten out about these, and people are starting to, so they're rejecting these largely. And what's happening is now HHS is having a fit because people aren't taking their poison death jabs anymore. They're starting to wake up to this. They know that they don't work. They know that they poison you. They know that they make it more like people are starting to realize that if you get the jab, you're more likely to get COVID, and then you're more likely to get dead. So, you know, I wish more people would have heard me in the beginning of 2021 when I was talking about this, because it would have saved a lot of lives, but they didn't. So, but we'll keep pounding that drum and save as many as possible. So HHS is all over the place, and they're trying to scare the hell out of people to make sure that, you know, hey, fear worked so well when COVID came out. They used fear to scare everybody into getting jabs, into locking down, into doing all this stupid nonsense that was never based on science, never based on truth, never based on anything. But they're a one-trick pony. And they're, you know, unfortunately, though, the people have woken up to that trick. So they're trying to scare people again. They're targeting all sorts of people, talking about how COVID will affect their kids, and how some of the kids are seeing terrible outcomes, and it's just these horrible, horrible things. And yeah, not only is that incorrect scientifically, but it's also probably illegal. And just completely immoral. Really, you want to force this on kids? You want to kill children? You know, prior to the COVID vaccines, there was not a single COVID death in a child under that did not have some sort of serious other health issues. Right? It just wasn't having. Kids don't die from COVID. They never died from COVID. It's not even a risk. Now kids are dying now, and they're dying suddenly, because parents are poisoning them, and then parents can spend the rest of your life living with the fact that you poisoned your children. I pray for them. I really feel bad for the parents who are waking up when it's too late after they've already poisoned their child. But HHS, the good people at HHS and the FDA, are working hard to make sure that you can poison, that more people poison their children and more children can die suddenly. I mean, that's what they're doing. And listen, at this point, it's not a matter of maybe. This is just trust the science, folks. The science never lies. Well, the science has shown us that you get the jab, you die suddenly. It's just that simple. Not everybody, but a lot are. What it's also shown us is that no kids were dying from COVID until everybody started giving their kids the jabs. Now, we have kids dying all over the place. It's one of the greatest tragedies in human history. At no point in human history has even the most monstrous of dictators decided to wage a war on children like this. I literally couldn't think of a time in history where children were targeted to be poisoned with bioweapons. Can anybody explain to me how we've gotten to this point? These people are on par with the most evil monsters in history. They know this isn't safe. They know it's not effective. And yet they're target marketing children. This is the kind of stuff that people were executed for in Nuremberg. And frankly, even though I'm not a death penalty guy, this is the kind of thing that I think people will be executed for in the future. And trust me when I tell you, if ever there was a situation, I would never expect this. I mean, who the hell am I? But if ever there was a situation where we had a Nuremberg 2.0 and I was given the opportunity to be involved with the prosecution, I can assure you one thing. I'd be going after the death penalty for every one of these sons of guns. And that was me trying very hard not to say the words that I wanted to. Target marketing children to be poisoned. Can you imagine that? And in addition to the evil that that is, it's also creating another issue, right? And the feds are realizing this. The credibility of our public health infrastructure is gone. It's gone. So if there was a real crisis, and if there was a real cure for that crisis, nobody's going to trust them. That's the greatest risk from this. You know, not only are we killing children and killing families and killing people now, but we've made it so that there's no trust. We can't trust our medical institutions or establishments. Our hospitals were murder camps. They were death camps. We killed people everywhere. We've destroyed the trust in public health. We've destroyed the trust that we used to have with most doctors. Now, there's some that are great. I mean, I'd go to McCullough any day. I got a few. My doctor is one of those great ones. I'm not going to tell you who it is. God, I would definitely not publicly share who I go to for a doctor. That poor person would be absolutely, plus God knows what kind of drugs they'd get shipped to there. I mean, next time I needed something, I'd be getting arsenic. But yeah. I mean, what can you do now? There's a handful of doctors in the country you can trust. The institutions you can't trust, the hospitals you can't trust, the FDA you can't trust, HHS you can't trust. I mean, it's destroyed the credibility of our entire healthcare system. Congratulations, Anthony Fauci. You have destroyed public health. You have murdered millions of people. And you did it all for the payoffs that you got from some other people who I'm looking forward to name. I can't wait to name these people coming up. I'm getting closer every day. We're getting more documents in, and billionaire crowd, this is me taunting you because it's fun. I'm just following Nowinski. You know, it's got to be fun. I got your names, and I have documents connecting you guys. I absolutely can't wait to tell everybody in the country what I'm finding out. I cannot wait for people to see what we're getting. I can't wait for you absolute scumbags. And I'm not saying which of you billionaires I got stuff on. I'm going to let you wonder. See who wants to shoot me first, because I'm going to tell you that's the only way you're going to stop me. So I can't wait to see these guys suffer 1/1,000,000th of the suffering that they've imposed on the people of this world. Sick, sick monsters. And by the way, folks, I'm going to leave you with this on this before I move on to the next topic. What I've seen, the documents given to me have indicated that however bad you think these guys are, they're worse. Really. It's sick. It's part of the reason I get so fired up, folks. You know, on a personal level, I'll just tell you. When I started this fight, you know, there's an aspect of it that's spiritual, right? I mean, I've always been big into my faith and big into, you know, God and that sort of thing. But if you would have told me 4 years ago that I was going to get into a battle that was truly just the embodiment of good versus evil, I said, I'd be happy to fight, you know, fight God's fight if there's something there, but it seems like a bit of a stretch. You know, who the hell am I? As I've gone through this fight and as I've gotten more documents leaked to me and more information leaked to me and more this and more that, I'm just going to tell you, I've become more and more convinced that there's no other way to really define what's occurring now other than a battle of good and evil. We the people, if we the people actually knew the kind of stuff that I'm seeing, and there's various reasons that I haven't released it yet, right? Some of it is because you can't burn sources. Some of it is because, I'm real close to confirming, but haven't been able to confirm something rock solid where I could release it publicly. Some is because, frankly, we've got to have the right context to release it in. But for whatever reason, you know, I try and share as much as I can as quickly as possible. But I just tell you, it's ugly. It really is ugly, folks. And it's good and evil. So I hope you're praying. Okay. Speaking of evil and related to the scaremongering. So there's a gentleman, and this is in the Epoch Times. I don't know if you all know Zach Voorhees. I did have the opportunity to shake his hand and to chat with him a few times. And Zach worked for Google, and good guy. You know, and the interactions I've had with him, I've been very positive. But Voorhees is a guy who worked for Google, and he's been out here trying to tell people what's going on there for a while. And I don't know that it's gotten the play that it ought to, because what he's talking about is mind-blowing. Well, one of the things that he's talked about, and this is important, I'm going to tie this back, right? So the HHS is pushing lies, and they're pushing disinformation to scare people into getting these dangerous, dangerous jabs. And they're suppressing other information, like mine, to ensure that, you know, people are still willing to get these poison death jabs. Well, here's the problem. The question is, how do they do this, right? Do they say, well, we don't know. I mean, we just have our algorithms and I can't help it. They come up with what they come up. Well, Zach has come out and he's talked about the way that Google is introducing bias into their AI algorithms that show you what you get to see. And so apparently what he's suggesting, and I'm summarizing here, is, you know, the AI, it learns, but it learns based on the data it's given, right? So if you want it to learn and to reflect certain information, you have to give it that data, and then you also have to prevent it from seeing other data. So computers, AI is artificial, right? So it learns, and it has the appearance of knowledge, it has the appearance of learning, but it's still a computer, and it's only learning based on what it sees, right? Now, this is actually similar to a child. Let's take my good buddy, Greta Thunberg, the Grumpy Gus, Greta. Grumpy Greta was, to my mind, abused by her parents in the sense that she was told the world was going to end and global warming is real and all this garbage that's all just trash for most of her childhood, and then turned into Grumpy Greta. She's Grumpy Greta because she's grumpy. She thinks the world's going to end. She was fed bad fake misinformation by her parents and ruined her childhood. As a result, she turned into a broken Grumpy Greta young adult who, yeah, I don't know, just she's got her issues. Well, AI is similar in the sense that garbage in, garbage out, right? In this instance, you've got the AI getting woke social justice garbage being fed to it by garbage woke Google programmers. And so garbage comes out. The AI then organizes the information on the internet that you're able to see in a way where it's biased towards social justice garbage, woke garbage. That's why you get garbage results. So it's an interesting thing because, you know, it shows that you can manipulate the AI and the algorithms in a way that will allow for them to show garbage. And this is how they do it. And that's what Zach is talking about here, I think. And, well, I mean, with our federal government being embedded and our DOD being embedded with Google, it's not a surprise that, you know, garbage in, garbage out, because the federal government's pushing them to push more garbage in because our government is completely corrupted. And so we're getting more garbage out. So that's why I would say that when you search anything on Google about these vaccines or died suddenly, all you get is garbage because they've told it. They've convinced the AI that anything that we have to say is a lie, and so the AI is sticking to its guns. It's a little bit of an oversimplification, but I think it works. So that's that. Can you imagine the headlines if someone tried to poison, especially if it was a conservative? Imagine if some conservative person tried to poison Barack Obama. Can you imagine the headlines? Can you imagine everywhere in the world what you'd be hearing? Well, how is it that when a liberal tries to send poison to Donald Trump and pleads guilty, that it's nowhere to be found in the news? This is a massive story. Some leftist lunatic woman pled guilty to sending ricin to Donald Trump. If a conservative or patriot-aligned person, I mean, look what happens every time there's a shooting. Oh, some conservative shooter. And that's usually not the case. They're almost always liberal nut jobs. But, I mean, the first thing they do is try and push it. This is a former president. This woman tried to send poison to him. Nothing. Pleads guilty to sending rice into President Trump. If this had been a conservative, had sent this to Barack Obama, another former president, the world would have melted down. And it should, because you don't do that stuff. That's wrong. It's horrible. But it should get the same play on both sides. What a garbage, garbage, garbage world the media is. They have ignored this. Literally, I just, you know, we found this somewhere tucked away on the internet. And from the Right Scoop, rightscoop.com, you know, just garbage. It's really a sad state of affairs. And I think that the big thing that gets me about it is it's not like we need another instance or demonstration of media bias. It's just, but it's there, right? It's just there. So hard to miss when it's just slapping you in the face again. And, you know, speaking of getting slapped in the face, when my kids bring home their germs and I get sick, it's like I'm getting smacked in the head. I mean, it's just terrible. It's like you get slapped with another germ, another virus, another thing. Luckily, because I have a wonderful immune system and because I work out and take good care of myself, I rarely get sick. I do want to acknowledge that according to the left, working out is racist, but it's a great way to keep from getting sick, as is using the Genesis HOCL. When you use that product, it atomizes a solution that kills germs in the air. So that when my kids are smacking me with their diseases that they bring home because they're children and they're gross, you know, we put this on, crank it up, it kills the germs, and we're all healthy. We stay healthy. Use the Out Loud code at checkout to support us and to support the network. Out Loud code at checkout. Get one of these. And brothers and sisters, keep on fighting. I will be back tomorrow, and you have a wonderful day.